All right, you know, I'm gonna jump onto a couple of stories. I'm not sure I'll get a whole dipper out of this, but at the very least, I'm gonna have a mini dipper. So, there's a very common thing which especially occurs in the South. Y'all have a blessed day. How many times have you been to the grocery store? Someone says, "Y'all have a blessed day." You say, "Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you very much." You know, and that's. Now, I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. I believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life. I have no trouble saying, "Have a blessed day." I have no trouble receiving, "Have a blessed day." But apparently some people do. In fact, Mo Brooks, when he signed off earlier, he said, "Y'all have a blessed day." That's a former congressman of the United States of America. "Y'all have a blessed day." Well, apparently someone named Clara Jeffrey, who works for the left-wing rag called Mother Jones. By the way, who decided to name their magazine Mother Jones? There's got to be a story behind that. Can somebody look that up? Look up, why is it called? Just look up, why is the magazine called Mother Jones, and see if you find anything. But Clara Jeffrey is the editor of the left-wing rag called Mother Jones. Has been like in that position for like 18 years. Hotair.com has a story that apparently she takes offense when someone says, "Have a blessed day." So much so that she had a tweet about it. She apparently, this is Clara Jeffrey, she apparently tweeted out a personal complaint because she was on an Alaskan Airlines plane recently, and as they landed and were getting off, the flight attendant wished everyone having a blessed night as they got off the plane. And so she sweeps, this is her tweet, right? She tweets this out. "Creeping Christian nationalism alert." Oh, how about that? "Creeping Christian nationalism alert, Alaska Air flight attendant," and she even tagged Alaska Air in this. "Alaska Air flight attendant just wished us all have a blessed night as we landed in," I think that's San Francisco, "to groans. Other adjectives that would have sufficed would have been things like great or awesome or fabulous or amazing or fantastic. As my roommate said, this ain't Montgomery, sweetie." Okay, so her by the way, her roommate can say sweetie, but can't say blessed. And then had to call out Alabama like somehow that's just us.
Look, Phil, nothing makes me angrier than people being nice to me. That is absolutely appalling.
I have noticed that about you.
Yes.
You don't receive nice very well.
No, we don't have time for that.
By the way, nice hat.
Mm. War Eagle.
Have a blessed day.
Bless your heart.
That's right. But this article from Mother, I mean, by the way, did you find out why it's called Mother Jones?
So it was named after Mary Harris Jones, who her nickname is Mother Jones because she claimed to be older than she was, wearing outdated black dresses and referring to the male workers that she helped as, quote, her boys. This is why she called herself Mother Jones.
Okay, so what we have there is a magazine that was named after a liberal liar who was sexist towards her male workers.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, perfect. Have a blessed day. The idea that there is a creeping Christian nationalism in San Francisco is pretty amusing, says the author of this article from Hot Air. On the contrary, though, her comment and that of the stranger in her row betrays more than a whiff of secular intolerance. So here's the thing. The culture clash. That's what I called this dipper that I was going to do, though, and I may get more parts of it. But the culture clash is so obvious in some places. But I will say, I don't think the vast majority of America cares if someone says, "Have a blessed day." I mean, now, I know where you've grown up, mostly in Alabama. Have you had a chance to travel abroad any, or to go out about the...
I mean, I've traveled out west before in L.A. and such, which is drastically different than, obviously, this neck of the woods. The only other country I've been to is Canada for Niagara Falls, but... you know, I have noticed the culture shock going out west to areas like L.A. and such that you wouldn't hear many people saying, "Have a blessed day."
You probably wouldn't, but let me ask you this. Do you think the people, majority of them, would be offended by it?
No, they probably wouldn't think twice about it.
Unless, but you're a world traveler.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I would expect to hear more in the South or from a Southerner when you're talking about the context of an airline. And it'd be nice. It'd be a nice little taste of home. But... I mean, would people react? I think the vast majority, like 99% of the people in the world, have better things to do and bigger things to worry about.
I think it makes this lady from Mother Jones look petty.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it makes her look like a petty liberal hack. And the idea that she's the editor of the magazine. And oh, by the way, here's the other piece of this. I love the fact that they attributed that kind of characteristic to Alabama.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, badge of honor.
Yeah, it's the people that are looking to be offended that would have an issue with it. They're nitpicking and looking around to something to get attention to themselves.
Looking to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. All right, culture clash. By the way, every one of y'all, have a blessed day. Here's the other piece in the culture clash. You keep hearing about dudes playing in chick sports, right? We're politically incorrect, so I say dudes and chicks when I feel like it. But we have dudes that want to play in chick sports all the time because they're typically like tepid, mediocre athletes in the male side. And so they put on a sports bra and then claim to be a chick, and they go and set new records. Woo! Look at me. I broke a record. No, you really didn't. You broke a record for being a turd. All right, how about this? We hear about things in high school sports, right, and the offense taken. And then we hear about too often the caving of some NCAAs, like what we saw Riley Gaines have to put up with the swimming. I am loving, though, the fact that apparently Boise State's volleyball team decided it was going to forfeit a match rather than play against a team that was putting a transgender player on the court. Just saying. Story here on Breitbart that you're not hearing reported in most of the mainstream media. Boise State women's volleyball, dateline 2 days ago, has forfeited an upcoming match against San Jose State University amid controversy over a male member of that team. Boise State released a statement to OutKick announcing their decision. It says, quote, Boise State volleyball will not play its scheduled match at San Jose State. Per Mountain West Conference policy, the conference will record the match as a forfeit and a loss for Boise State, and the Broncos will next compete against Air Force on October 3rd. They didn't bother going into it. They didn't bother slamming him. They didn't say, have a blessed day, but they did just say, you know what? We'd rather take the loss. Now, I look at it and think, how does San Jose State feel? Not that I care about their feelings per se. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, did they look at it and go, okay, we got one in the win column, but is it really something that we wanted? Did we want to win like this? And I don't know if there will ever be a change, but I think we're starting to see a shifting of the tides. There was this flurry, and y'all are nodding your heads at me, but there was this flurry of transgender in sports. Nobody can say anything. What do we do? I don't know. How do we do it? How do we handle it? People are finally getting their feet under them and starting to say something. I think they feel emboldened by A, there are state laws being passed. B, there are people that are finally speaking out. Riley Gaines leading the pack. And now you're seeing this kind of stuff happen.
Did it say where the game was supposed to be?
The game was supposed to have been, I don't see where it was.
Because I hate to draw everything back to a purse and the money, but yeah. You stop showing up to games and people stop.
Is there much money in women's volleyball? I don't know. I'm asking that question. No, not facetiously. Not really. I don't think there is.
But you got to start somewhere, right?
I agree.
And there's some concessions and all those kind of little things that start adding up, and the dominoes have got to fall. Somebody's got to go first and go, well, we're just not going to play the game.
Apparently Southern Utah also did something very similar recently. Riley Gaines spoke out on this. She said, I commend Boise State's athletic department, everyone involved in the decision to forfeit their match against undefeated San Jose State. Some principles transcend winning on the court, and the safety and the well-being of female athletes is one of them. And she goes on to say, I hope more universities follow the lead of Boise State and Southern Utah, standing up for what's right and protecting women in sports. So, there. Take me to a break, Butterman. Pretty soon I'll be saying, take me to a break, JP. Are you learning all these buttons over here?
I'm learning them.
All of them? Mm-hmm. Like every one of them?
Every single one of them over there.
I'm going to take all the labels off of them and see if you can do it from memory. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. It's go home time. We'll be right back.